Welcome to the Fitness Coach Freedom Podcast. I am your host, Dr. Chris Spearman. Our mission here at Fitness Coach Freedom is to help fitness professionals just like you transition from just another coach to an actual business owner and help you have a bigger impact in the world, give yourself more freedom, and to create generational wealth. Please enjoy, please subscribe, and we'll see you inside. What is up, team? We're back. Another question coming from our Apollo team. So, as you scale and grow businesses, there becomes more and more challenges and more minute changes that can make the difference. This is one that, believe it or not, can have a monumental effect and impact on how you scale and grow your business and how calls get booked, or if calls get booked, and therefore, let's say, the amount of qualified leads and so on and so on. And the question is, and obviously there's a backstory to this which we'll go through, but based on our conversation today, this is the initial people message, and then it was sent, Will, after the book a call with me, what do you think? And so they gave us a specific message and they asked what our opinion is. Now we're going to go through maybe what that was. But the advice was to change the paragraph to, "Hey, I appreciate you taking action on booking a call with me. My main goal is to give you as much value as I possibly can on the call. Whether you decide to move forward and work with us or not, you will get a strategy and action plan to take away with you." So it was part and parcel of how that this person is communicating. Now the backstory is, this person was, "Hey, let's jump, it's excited to jump and book on a call and see if you're a good fit for my program." Now that could be fine, but you won't get as many book calls. Now, you may get more qualified leads if you did that, I understand, of course, but often you need to problem solve what is the issue in your business currently. And for this individual, it was the calls were not being booked, and therefore changing the paragraph to, "Hey, I appreciate you taking action and booking a call with me. My main goal is to give you as much value as I possibly can on the call. Whether you decide to move forward and work with us or not, you will get a strategy and an action plan to take away with you." So just to reiterate, the reason you would do that, and sometimes I think if you're looking at your, let's say, your narratives right now and what you guys are putting out into the world and how you're communicating the idea of booking a call, you need to really figure out what they think they're doing on that call. And for some of you, you're like, "Hey, I have only a small number of spaces. If you think you could be the perfect client for me, then drop me a message. If not, don't bother." That's obviously on one end of the spectrum. And the other end of the spectrum is, "Hey, listen, more than happy to jump on a call, see if I can help on the call. And if so, you know, we can go from there." Very kind of casual. Let's book a call. Let's chat. Let's go from there. Now, there isn't a right or a wrong answer. I've got some clients right now who don't want to be on any calls because anyone who's not willing to spend £1,000 a month or $1,000 a month isn't worth speaking to. On the flip side of the coin, we have some people that we're working with who are happy to get on a call with anyone because they have a team maybe of closers. They can scale that out and they don't have to worry necessarily on getting in conversations with people that aren't qualified because they're not taking the vast majority of the calls. So you need to balance and weigh up where you are at with your data, your statistics, the analysis that's going on in your business. And once you've done that, it's a lot easier then to dissect maybe what needs to be optimized and what you need to change within that business. And it becomes a little bit more apparent then on what you do and what you would change going forward. This transition from lead, lukewarm lead, cold lead, kind of warm lead, very warm lead, to actually booking a call is the most important transition that you're going to make, because that's the first commitment that you're looking for. It's the first part of the journey that involves them making a decision that's something substantial, like committing some of their time. One of the biggest mistakes I see people make is to not consider that when someone books a call with you, or you're trying to get someone to book a call with you, that is a sale. So what do I mean by that? What I mean by that is you have to sell them the idea of getting on the phone with you for that period of time. And if, for whatever reason, you're unable to do that, you did not sell the value of the call enough. You did not communicate that it may be worth them getting on the call with you at all. And if that's the case, why on earth would they give you your time? So let's just imagine you're in LinkedIn, you're in Facebook, you're in Instagram, or you're, you know, chatting on your story, or you're doing whatever it may be. You do a call to action, you're on LinkedIn, you do a great post, you're prospecting, you're doing outreach, there's inbound, whatever it may be. If you're in any form of conversation or communication with someone, and for whatever reason, they don't they just don't pull the trigger on booking the call, you've not given them enough reason. If you put a gun to their head and said, you need to book this call or you're getting a bullet in the face, they would do it because, well, they know the consequences. So although that's a slight exaggeration, you need to sell them the idea that there is no other option than they should book a call with you. And a lot of that comes down to the value they feel they're going to get from the call, because, well, ultimately, very often, especially if you're looking for better prospects are generally better prospects because they're willing to pay for your service without even questioning the service itself. And people who are willing to pay for that service have the money, and people who have the money generally charge more for their time and therefore are less likely to get on the call with you if it's just a bit of fluff. So two things. Number one, you need to communicate how seamless it will be for them to book a call, and that you won't take much of their time, let's say necessarily, and that it's not a sales call, or that it's very much just a communication or a conversation. And secondly, the goal then is obviously to identify what it is that they need most from the call and communicate that in the process of them booking. Because if you're able to do that in that moment, it will be significantly easier to get them to pull the trigger and eventually book if that's the case. Without doing that, you're in a little bit of trouble, or you're going to end up with sending loads of links and not really being booked in. So we do a few things, really, because if you send a link, let's say a booking link, and it hasn't been picked up or a call hasn't been booked, so you assume that they've not booked, fair, because they haven't. And you can integrate that onto Trello or ActiveCampaign or all of these other platforms so that you can see. But what you don't know is whether they've even clicked the link at all. So there's two tips I'm going to give you here that will make that apparent. Number one is you can create a Bitly link, which means that every time that is clicked, you can track the amount of unique clicks. So you can quantify if you send a link to 100 people and 20 people book the call. Well, you don't know how many people actually click the link, because maybe everyone who clicked the link booked the call, so the page is awesome, 20. Or all 100 people could have clicked the link and only 20% of the people booked the call because whatever was on that page deterred them necessarily. Now, you won't know which that is if you're not tracking the amount of link clicks. And the only way, there's two ways that we do that. Number one is you can use a Bitly link, which calculates and quantifies the amount of clicks, the unique clicks, and actually when the clicks occur. And secondly, you could embed your Calendly link onto a ClickFunnels page and then track the unique page views. So there are two very tactical reasons and ways in which you can do that. Let me come back to the question. So before we finish off, so based on the conversation today, they sent the initial message they're sending out, but a lot of these people aren't booking a call. You know, what do you think about this message? And the feedback from us was to change the first paragraph to say, I appreciate you taking action on booking a call with me. My main goal is to give you as much value as I possibly can on the call. Whether you decide to move forward with us or not, I'm looking forward to giving you a strategy and an action plan that you can take away with you. So it's a very articulate way of communicating that there's going to be substantial value and that they're not going to be strong-armed into making a decision. That's a massive thing for us. I think it's really important that you communicate that and you give that level of assurance to people that essentially they can do that and that there isn't going to be any form of unnecessary pressure, at least get on the call. And to be honest, I think I'm starting to we're starting to change things a little within the business, whereby multiple businesses, whereby we try and make sure that the prospect really is right for us. We've become a lot more selective in all our businesses in doing so. And if that's the case, your goal is not to squeeze some money off them on the call. You want to identify that they are a good lead and then give them absolutely no reason and no way that they would say no. But anyway, listen, I hope that's been useful. I hope you're enjoying these bite-sized nuggets. Again, these are questions that people who work with us, work with me personally on our Apollo program. They're paying, you know, £50,000 a year to take their business to seven figures. This is the insight that they're getting, and I'm hoping to share as much of that with you guys so that you guys can scale and grow your business for free. And then, yeah, one day, hopefully you guys will be all multiple seven figure business owners, and you guys will be able to scale in a way that gives you all freedom. Hope you're having an awesome day. Peace. Thank you for listening. I hope that has been useful. Our time is our most valuable commodity. It is something that you will never get back, be it in your business, with your families, in your relationships. And I value your time and spending it here with us. As a thank you, and to help you scale and grow your business, there are a number of ways that we can help you scale and grow for free. Number one, if you would like more leads in your business, you can go to unlimitedfitnessleads.com, download our blueprint, and go through our free video course that will talk you step by step through how you can 2x, 3x, and 4x your lead flow. Number two, you can go to unlimitedfitnesssales.com and get your hands on the exact $3 million sales blueprint that we have used in multiple businesses, including our fitness businesses, over the last number of years to scale and grow our own. Thirdly, you can jump inside our community at fitnesscoachcommunity.com. Lastly, and by no means least, if you are looking for a little bit more help, you can get a free consultation business audit from myself, Andrew, and the team. And absolutely free, this is not a sales call, it's very much a value add. And transparently, we know that a large number of you will see how impactful that is and may decide in the future to work with us. And you can get one of those at fitnessbusinessaudit.com, where we dissect exactly what's happening in your fitness business right now, be it online or in person, depending on what sort of structure you have with your business. See what roadblocks you have standing in your way, what your goals are, and actually on that call, reverse engineer a solution for you. Again, that is not a sales call. We know that there will be a large number of you that see that we are talking sense and may decide to work with us in the future. But for us, it is a way of giving back as a thank you and helping to scale and grow our community. As always, I hope you guys are having an amazing day. I hope you're being safe. Whatever you do, remember, there will be challenges on the way. There are always going to be challenges. Seek them out. Seek out those failures, because it is those failures that are going to launch you and catapult you into the next chapter of your life. As always, please like, subscribe, and we'll see you guys in the next one.